miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm here with Bridget. And we're giving you the top news of the week. We've talked about Ebola. We've talked about mitochondria and why they're important. And we're going to talk about the Cleveland Clinic's top 10, the top 10 innovations that will make a difference in your life or anyone who needs medical care next year. Which supplements fail to relieve joint pain in a study? The non-surprising health benefits of alcohol for older adults. Yes, it's good in small quantities. Program, and then a blood pressure program that has shown to increase blood pressure control in a certain group of patients from 44 to 80%. The flu is increasing, so we're going to tell you to get your flu shot and where it's increasing most. Bridget, this is a test question. What, you know, last week it was Florida where the flu was had reared its ugly head as the first state in the nation. Somehow Florida often gets that. Where do you think the second state with the highest flu is now?
What region is it?
Oh, come on.
Georgia?
You'll never get it. It's Alaska.
Oh, okay.
Where the Alaska quantity, the quantity of flu in Alaska, is literally off the chart. It's so high. That's a very unusual state to have this early in the year. So very unusual. So I was going to say, if you got that, it was amazing.
We're going to talk
to the authors of the book, a wonderful book, interesting book, crazy book. It's a series of 35 essays, and all I mean by crazy is each essay is different, each essay is exciting. It is easy to love but hard to live with. Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, edited by Trish Bliven-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis, including an interview with Henry Winkler. But easy to love, hard to live with. Very interesting book. We'll get to the authors in a few minutes. In the second hour, you're going to get an exciting hour with Bridget. Over a quarter of high school girls are still using tanning beds. Don't they think melanoma's real? I don't understand it. We're going to talk about the CDC and Lyme data is much more common, tenfold more common, and where it is now spreading. Tainted supplements being sold after recalls. Hard lessons for sleep and teenagers. How mindfulness and why mindfulness protects your heart. Bridget has a special in the second hour, 10 foods that on food day you should avoid at all costs, but you should avoid every... And food day was yesterday, you should avoid them. High-tech or low-tech, fitness trackers make you more aware of your steps, which increases your daily activity. Guess how much? Just putting a pedometer on, what do you think it gets you in steps, increased steps, Bridget?
5,000.
No, how much, what percentage?
Oh, 60%.
It's actually only 30% more, but 30% is a lot. And then you're going to call for an end to the diet debates, as I understand it.
Yes, this is a really interesting debate that looks more at trying to talk about the dietary adherence rather than dietary content.
Adherence, what we found is, in our own work, is that having a buddy helps you adhere. And if you adhere, you succeed.
That is true. But I can't reveal anything else. You'll have to wait till the second hour.
Oh, I'm not going. You're not going to tell me now?
No, I can't. It will ruin it.
Okay. So the Cleveland Clinic has a top 10 innovations every year. And I've been privileged to run them, I think, for the last 6 years. We interview about 160 physicians at the Cleveland Clinic. And from, you know, that means that if you got 20 different disciplines, you know, different disciplines, cardiology, cardiac surgery, kidney disease, dermatology, joint disease, cancer, et cetera, you're interviewing about 8 people in each discipline. So it's a wide survey we do. And it turns out that we get about 700 different suggestions for things that will change medical practice in the next year. We look them up, whittle it down, and we usually bring about 100 to the group to vote on and to debate. And it's a double debate. So there are two groups of 20 people, usually one from each of the specialties, vote on it. And then the top votes, if you will, the votes that are the top 10 get selected. And it has to have a change in the next year. That is, the criteria are it's going to change care in the next year and influence a large number of people. So how have we done? And that will be announced on Wednesday morning, and you'll be able to read about it in the newspapers. We'll cover some of them later, probably a month or two from now. We'll cover some of them as important stories, but you can read about them once they come out on the Cleveland Clinic Innovation, clevelandclinicinnovation.com website, or clevelandclinic.org/innovation. And there's a special app where you can read on all of the ones for the last 10 years. And with rare exceptions, the clinic group has gotten it right. That is, they've found things that make major change. Why this came up right now is one of the things they did was suggest that a melanoma drug would have huge influence. And they made that suggestion in 2013 for this year. And guess what? It has had a major influence. So major an influence is it's increasing melanoma survival rates and disease-free rates. And it spawned a whole new group of drugs that we'll talk about in a future session. But it is such that malignant melanoma, instead of being a death sentence, now may be turned into less of a death sentence and more of a chronic disease sentence.
But that doesn't mean that you should continue going to tanning beds.
Oh, absolutely not. And we'll come back to the tanning bed story. You're going to talk to us about it in the second hour. For those of you who only get the first hour on your local radio station, you can go to the archives of this by Tuesday of the week and get a podcast, as well as you can sign up for You, the Owner's Manual radio show on iHeartRadio. The podcast is usually, that's the archives all the way back, I think it's 14 years now. We're in our 15th year, so a little less than 14 years of archives on RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com. Well, there is a non-surprising health benefit of alcohol. Why do I say non-surprising? Because I would have said, we know that alcohol increases blood flow, which should increase your memory. But what is surprising about the health benefit is a little alcohol every day, 1 to 2 drinks a day, those people who did that had larger hippocampuses. That is, it's somehow related to the growth of your memory center in your brain, your hippocampus, which is, to me, a surprising benefit of a little alcohol. So just 1 or 2 alcohol drinks a day and bridge 7 on Friday night is not 1 or 2 a day. But 1 or 2 a day increases brain cognition and increases blood volume. As I said, one of the things I want to leave you with in this hour before we come on is with our guest. The guests are Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, a book by Tricia Blyven-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis. But what I want to leave you with is the flu is increasing now. Florida was high state last week. They've gone down to a reasonable level, but Alaska is off the charts this week. It will be a flu season. You should get the flu shot now. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.